KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, light rain or heavy drizzle, let's call it, and 57 degrees. So far, we picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rainfall since 7 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. We do expect light rain through mid-afternoon, then heavier showers and thunderstorms, a high of 68. In area news, well, actually in the news this hour, a musical act that defies genre will make its first ever stop in Iowa next week, bringing an Iowa native home with his high-energy acoustic band. Jared Hall is the keyboardist for Velvet Caravan, a five-member act that was assembled in Savannah, Georgia, from a wide variety of musicians hailing from as far away as Boston, Austin, Venezuela, and Slovenia.
We kind of started just kind of molding all of our sounds together, playing in this little restaurant called B. Matthews in Savannah. And it's amazing how things started to work.
Jared Hall, a 40-year-old who's a native of Atlantic, says it's the diversity in their backgrounds that makes their sound so strong and unusual. Their influences include Southern rock, classical, jazz, gypsy, Latin, and honky-tonk.
We began composing and writing our own material, and next thing you know, we had kind of what I like to describe as just this gumbo of great sounds. To be funny, we've kind of described it as European redneck music, so I guess...
You can hear a snippet of the sound of the music they play under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, the quintet features the musicians on guitar, violin, stand-up bass, percussion, and keyboards. The eclectic sound often draws a very unusual collection of people in the audience, he says, from gray-haired seniors tapping their feet to breakdancing high schoolers.
We see a lot of young people that are really into that kind of music. There's a big resurgence right now for a lot of the gypsy jazz, gypsy swing kind of stuff. But we see that all the way from... someone who might appreciate jazz music. We see jazz fans out there. We see classical music fans out there. We even have quite a little hipster following going on.
And Velvet Caravan's first Iowa show is scheduled for October 12th at the Temple Theater in Des Moines. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for 75 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your holiday shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson's True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4667.
Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones and Councilman Dana Halder presented gifts during Wednesday night's city council meeting to Lynn Headley. She's the president of the Atlantic Libraries Board of Directors. Mayor Jones was the first to speak.
I want to thank you personally for all the stuff you put out for us.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. We also have an award for you. Thank you for your years of service at the library, public library, as an officer and president of the library board of trustees. Your dedication and service to the library is greatly appreciated. And that is from, you know, a lot of stuff people do on boards don't get recognition, and you've been doing, you know, over and beyond.
Councilman Halder, who serves as the council's liaison to the library board, presented Lynn Headley with a couple of gifts for staying on as board president.
I promised Lynn chocolates and flowers, so I picked up some premium chocolate clusters from I Shop Local.
In her report to the council, Headley said the library board continues its efforts to find a new library director to succeed Natalie Struker, who resigned a couple of months ago. Their staff, she said, continue with school outreach programs, story time, and other educational programs.
Well, Monday night we have a story time, and we have it once a month. And Thursday morning we have a story time that's once a month. And Julie and Caitlin, the other assistant down in the children's library, take care of that. They take turns in doing that, so we're up to date on that.
She added that representatives with Iowa Works comes to the library once a month to help out of out-of-work persons in their job search, resume preparation, and Iowa Workforce website for employment opportunities, and they began doing so on October 2nd.
They would really like if people would let them know that they're coming. They set all this up, and then maybe one or two people show up.
And for more information, you can call the library about that. And new Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber is settling into his job. Barber, who replaced Mike Amstein as superintendent, talked about some changes that have come to the district other than himself and some new teachers.
As everyone knows, this spring, the board decided to purchase the old Cass Inc. building. We call that our new remodeled building. We're going to probably come up with a name here in the next month or so. And through that process, we are to move our CCEOC program and our Lynx program out there, and we had a construction project. They didn't get started till July when we took ownership, so it was hard to get that done before the first day of school. The contractors got it done in a timely fashion.
And while the Cass Incorporated building is primarily used for the EOC, the Educational Opportunity Center, and Link programs, Barbara says there's room for so much more.
One of the things that the Atlantic School Board talked about is a vision of having a regional career academy out there. In the past, Atlantic Schools and Iowa Western had some construction trades things, and for whatever reason, it wasn't sustainable. So we're looking at that as maybe an opportunity to get started out there. We have a lot of business supporters out there in that process. So we're going to get a steering committee together and see if we can make something happen there.
The two programs housed there now, he says, is perfect for those students who might not be comfortable or productive in a regular classroom environment.
Our Lynx program is more of a level 3 special ed program. Some of those kids that have some difficulties within the regular environment, and it gives them an opportunity and a safe environment to learn. And then we also have the alternative school, the CCOC, which is, once again, those students that have a difficult time being successful in the traditional classroom, we give them an opportunity to be successful out there and still meet the same expectations as our regular students.
Barbara says their focus will be engaging students and their parents in conversation at a younger age to give them a sense of career direction by the time they graduate and to provide them with the educational tools needed to meet their goals.
Career and college readiness is the new educational term out there, but you know, we have an opportunity to provide another pathway with the pre-apprentice program. There's businesses in town that have they sponsor apprentices programs, and you know, they're looking for quality and good help, and are willing to invest a lot of time and energy in getting them the skills necessary to be successful in their fields.
Elsewhere in the news, Dale Sunderman, Cass County Auditor, reports that ballots for the November 7th city elections in Cass County are available at the auditor's office. Absentee ballots may be requested by registered voters not going to the assigned voting site on Election Day, November 7th. The polls that day will be open from noon to 8 p.m. for all cities in Cass County. Voters who are unable to go to a voting site on Election Day may cast their ballot prior to Election Day by paper ballot, either in person at the office of the Cass County Auditor during their regular office hours at the courthouse, or by mail. The Cass County Auditor recommends that a person unable to go to a voting site on November 7th request by mail or visit the auditor's office as soon as they know they are unable to come in person to voting centers. For all the voting centers that open at noon on Election Day, absentee ballots may be cast at the county auditor's office on that day between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. And a deadline for voters to request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you is Friday, November 3rd. For more information on the voting process, questions about polling sites, and other such issues, you can contact the Cass County Auditor's Office during their regular business hours. Officials of the Creston Police Department are reporting 3 recent arrests, 1 incident of theft, and 1 case of fraud. The individuals who were arrested were taken into custody on separate charges Wednesday. 31-year-old Courtney Lynn White of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, or LEC, at around 2 p.m. Wednesday on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court. White was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. 22-year-old Melissa Marie Shin of Creston was arrested at around 8:45 p.m. Wednesday at the Union County LEC for driving while barred. She was subsequently released on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And 24-year-old Troy Allen Clausen of Greenfield was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Wednesday in Creston for public intoxication. He was later released on a $300 bond. The Creston Police Department said also that a Creston resident reported to the police department Wednesday morning that her 2001 Honda X100R dirt bike was stolen from her property sometime between July the 4th and October the 4th. The machine was valued at $1,200. And a Corning woman reported to Creston Police Wednesday that she'd been the victim of a fraud scheme. She was said to have been taken for $4,800. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.